people. This is Street Radio for Unsung Hero. Riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found a new primo. Yeah, you know how we do. We do it for the people and the struggle of the brothers and the folks. The lovers of the dope. Experiment to discover hope. Scuffle for notes. The rougher I wrote, times was harder. Went from rock starter to the voice of a martyr. Why white folk focus on dogs and yoga? My people on the low end trying to ball and get over. Lyrics are like liquor for the fallen soldier. From the bounce to the house. It's all I call.
Street Official Real Talk.
All right, y'all, you're listening to the iTunes Street Official Real Talk podcast. And I got to tell you, man, this is a conversation I think we've needed for a long time. You know, we're trying to bring a lot of balance to not only the music, but just as people and just as, you know, whether it be older, younger, whatever else. I think we're about to get some real clear perspective on a lot of things. And it's definitely a pleasure to have this man on board, man. True icon for hip hop. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yo, peace, y'all. This is Common. Just want to say what's up to everybody out there.
Street Official Real Talk.
She was up bad, the type at the club niggas would grab her. Fantasize when I had her in the bathroom sweating with her ass up. The body of a dancer, we had chemistry cause she was a cancer. Thought forever it would last for, but forever move faster, so I had to.
Street Official Real Talk.
Yeah. Jewelry Box Session Part 2. PA Medallions, you know what I'm saying? The militants is in the building. Salute. Yeah, yeah. Yo, Black Jesus, bound to this flesh garden of Eden. 07, this is God season. It's math and science, me spitting these verses. Swine free hip hop died cause of food poisoning from all the chitlin' circuits. Thanks for the purchase, hope my face is worth it. The bird in the earth, many men fold when they face the serpent. Like your body in front of a shoddy, hibernating with hotties. Can have your mommy have to go.
Street Official Real Talk.
Wait, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. Stop repenting cause the ending is near. But don't panic, you can't function if you live in fear. Pay attention, you gotta listen to hear.
Wait up a minute.
Who the fuck you think you're talking to? Put you on hold, get a specialist to walk you through. Quali, the flow captain, the fast, the slow rap. And I'm so cracking, you ain't heard, you should appear like closed captions.
Street Official Real Talk.
Hey, Common, we want to first jump into, you know, Finding Forever. I want to definitely get a chance to pick your brain on that, man. Why don't you give us the concept behind that?
Yeah, well, I thought of the title, Finding Forever, you know, and it just sounded good to me. But then I thought about what it meant to me, and it made me think of what I wanted my music to be, and I wanted it to be something that was forever heard, you know, heard by generations beyond just the life that I live, you know, like, I want the art and things that I do, the activist things, to live for, you know, with our children's children's children, you know, just hundreds of years and thousands of years beyond our life. So I was thinking about making timeless art, timeless music, and ageless music too, man. Like, meaning it could relate to the youngest of kids, to the oldest of people, to white people, black people, Asians, Latino, whomever. You know, just no boundaries on the music. So that's what Finding Forever was for me, you know, just the legacy.
And how would you compare that, you know, to say, you know, B or Electric Circus? You know, I'm just curious because some of us would say we probably get all those things from you now, but I just want to know how you compare them.
Well, you know, for me, this is the first album I went into. I was like, didn't even think about saying, yo, I'm about to top my last album, you know, because that's what I always usually think. You know, I'm about to try to top my last album, you know. But this album, I just kind of took it easy in a way. It just was like, man, I'm going to create some stuff that I love, you know, create some music that I want to hear. And, you know, whatever comes naturally, even if I did a song like it before, it's just, if it's good, I'm going to put it out there. I didn't want to overthink this album because usually I'm creating from my heart, but sometimes I think about things like, man, I can't put that song on there because I did a song similar to it, or, you know, because I always want to offer the people something new. I think Find It Forever has a newness to it, but it also has some familiar spirit of just, you know, creative music, and music that has a soul to it.
And you know, with all that said, I want to ask you this, you know, your mindset, man, at least what we get from you through your communication of music and even when we hear you speak, you have a lot of different things to say. Most of the things that you say are all about positivity and uplifting and building. And I just want to know what can we expect from some of the songs that you have on the album?
Well, definitely, you know, my music is set to be uplifting. You know, it's music, as some people say, conscious music, and I'm cool with that title, because, you know, when I think of artists that are conscious, I think of Bob Marley and Marvin Gaye and like KRS-One. So I don't get mad at that moniker anymore. But I think, you know, what people can get out of the music is different things from this album. You go get songs that deal with just the art of emceeing. You go get songs that deal with obsession, like, you know, discussing things. But it's in a fun way. I talk about how people, like a song that I have called Driving Me Wild, and it's featuring Lily Allen. I'm talking about people who just obsess over different things, you know, and, you know, drive themselves crazy over different things, you know. So you may get that subject matter. You might get something that deals with love, something that deals with God, you know, or being misunderstood. Like, I have a song called Misunderstood that deals with people just, we all are human. We all, like, sometimes make the wrong choices. And sometimes a lot of people can judge us just by a choice we made or by the way we look. And many times we are misunderstood. So I talked about that. I talked, you know, about a lot of different subjects. I just try to deal with humane topics, you know.
Do you feel like there might be a lot of weight on your shoulders, you know, considering the climate, you know, especially from the media, you know, the perception of black males, young black males these days, you know, artists in general, you know, rappers, and, you know, I'm gonna build a broad scope and say just black people. You know, there seems to be, you know, a lot of different portrayal in the media, as well as there are some things that we obviously need to deal with. But I just want to know, how does that challenge you when you get in the booth?
Well, I mean, I feel it's very important first that I be honest to who I am as a person, as an artist. You know, as positive as I strive to be, I still, you know, make mistakes and have flaws too. And, you know, I don't want to create a rap superhero image. So I just try to give, you know, the best of me, the worst of me, all sides of me, you know. And I do, within that, you know, try to be aware of what I'm saying, that these words are powerful, and I do have a platform, and they have an effect upon people's lives. So I try to talk about, because I do got a lot of things that go wrong with me, but I try to talk about the better things, because I feel like people want to be uplifted. People already have problems of their own, and I do feel a responsibility to represent black people, I represent black people and hip hop music, and I just feel that responsibility. So I do, you know, take it serious what I'm saying, and just most of all, try to be honest.
Street of Fishing, real talk.
Walked in the court, her knees buckled, saying for a man to survive, he need hustle. Seen and been through struggle a whole life, made the transition from being his hoe to his wife. Stifling, the night had been the ATF busting. Her daddy was a hustler, so she loved him. Looked at the jury, how can they judge him? She screamed.
Come
see the sideshow. Now how I go? With my eyes closed, I can hit 9 folks. You want the beef? Hit a prime roast. My mic's the gun, the bullets, the 9 volt. The convo, here goes the pyro. G.I. Joe, mixed with Desperado. I ride low, with a bomb and an armrest. Prepared to snipe a f***er like John F. Connect you like 9X, got holla. I'm on a corner like Hollywood with a Starbuck. Bring it to you like the Jackson Pearl Harbor. Red is the blunt, like red niggas the moon.
Street Official Real Talk.
One time for your mind, one time for your mind. Check it. I'm really at a loss of words, man. I don't know what else I can say. I mean, dope beats, dope rhymes. This hip-hop ain't really that hard, man. I'm doing what I can do, man. What else y'all want, you know? We spent the last year writing rhymes, doing shows and chopping records, and traveled all around the world to spread the message. Cause ain't no rest for the weary when it comes to my team. We only sleep on December the 32nd. DJs dissing the album before they check it, dealing with their managers and program directors. And even though I try not to stress it, sometimes it feels like a waste of time and not worth it.
Street Official Real Talk.
And you know, with that said, I want to go back to something that you mentioned a second ago, like, you know, talking about, you know, songs that, you know, deal with the art of real MCing, you know, real hip hop. And, you know, I come from a generation where we do criticize shit that ain't good. You know,
right.
We criticize things that don't necessarily explore the creativity of what hip hop was built on, the originality and the uniqueness and so on. And with that said, I want to ask you, in your opinion, do you think that, you know, hip hop has now turned into almost a cookie cutter machine? And don't get me wrong, I know there's a lot of raw stuff out there that doesn't get a chance to be heard and lack of balance. But now I'm talking about from that higher echelon of that Billboard top 100 rap category. Has it turned into just add water, stir it up, throw it in the microwave and come out with something? I just want your opinion.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, definitely on a large scale, you know, the hip-hop that we have been hearing and seeing has definitely become redundant. It's become regurgitated music, just topics we heard, the same style of beats. And, you know, I just think it kind of got stuck for a little while. It's been stuck a little bit in one place. And hip-hop is, you know, it's always been diverse. You know, it always has been. For every KRS-One, you had, you know, N.W.A., but it was all good. All of that was good. Or, you know, for Jay-Z, you still had the Most Def, you know. So I think, you know, it is missing the expression and exposure of the artists that do have something else to say. They talk about different other things. And beyond that, too, man, you know, one of my homies, when he saw on the Oprah show, he was like, man, you know, like, I know Cass is coming from the hood, man, but there's other things that go on in the hood. And he referenced this Earth, Wind, and Fire song. He said, sometimes, man, if you're in the ghetto and it ain't no beauty, you got to make some beauty. Have mercy. You know, and it's the song Earth, Wind, and Fire. I got to call it. It's all about love. And that's exactly what they say. If it ain't no beauty, you got to make some beauty. I think that's something that we as artists need to be able to look at and be like, man, you know, I am in the hood, but it's other things I can talk about too. I think rap, you know, needs more relevance, man. It's like people don't even care. Like, I be talking to my friends that grew up listening to hip hop. Like, you heard such and such, or they don't even care about rap as much anymore because it's not connecting to them. It has no relevance to their life. It does nothing for them. You know, and I think music can always be something fruitful for your life if it is creative and it is soulful and you know, and true.
Man, and I definitely appreciate your opinion on that. And I'm gonna say this real quick, and it's just my opinion, and I'm known to have quite a few that don't always coincide with what folks want to hear. But I'm gonna say this, and I've said it before. You know, I saw you guys on Oprah, you know, and I can appreciate, you know, the town hall meeting to a certain degree, but I gotta tell you, man, I felt almost embarrassed that hip hop was thrown this curveball from Don Imus, and everybody went swinging, hip hop, man. And I'm not trying to say what should or couldn't be done about some of the other things, the topics that they wanted to talk about, but somehow Don Imus got off the hook, and
he did
his racist comments were no longer even relevant. It became what happened to Lloyd Banks and 50 Cent and, you know, whoever else that might be using certain words. And I don't think that's, I just didn't get the focus of that you know, again, I think there's a room for a forum, but I just want to get your opinion, what you think on that.
Well, I think we all know that America has problems, and what Don Imus did and said was an example of America's problem, and what the aftermath was an example of America's problem. America won't take responsibility for the problems it has. Yo, America was built on definitely, like, the raping of people, like of Native Americans, you know, which people call Indians, and of Africans who were taken from the shores of Africa and made to become slaves. America was built on that. So it's a certain mentality and energy that came with that and thought process. And America won't acknowledge, you know, and many of the powers, the people in power, the people that control the media won't say, hey, there's some problems over here with us too. And with that, they focused on rap and made that the problem. Like you know, like it always happens. It always has something to do with the oppressed people. That's the true problem. At least, you know, they say it's the ghetto that caused the problem. But we knew the truth. But we also got to look at the situation and say, hey, what's the end result of this? What came out of this? And man, all that person's negativity, that man's negative statements, it started us to dialogue about hip-hop more. People within the hip-hop community that was feeling like, man, the music ain't really saying nothing to feed me, started coming out saying it because the discussion was brought up. It was necessary. Sometimes you got to go through darkness and, you know, to get to light. And that darkness that man, it came out of his mouth was, in a way, a blessing to us. Like, because now we talking about issues. Like, every interview I do, like, they bring up the issue of, like, what do you think about hip-hop? Do you feel that hip-hop is going in this place? I'm not saying they ain't asked me that before, but now it's like more people. I can talk about it with some of my homies. They want to speak about it, you know, and I feel those conversations are good, man, because we talking about our lives at the end of the day and improving our community, improving us as a culture. So I feel, you know, Don Imus said something that was ignorant, but out of his ignorance may come, you know, the birth of some new good things for our community.
I agree with you. I agree. You know, I think it's somewhat sad that we have to get to this point. You know, I mean, I've seen some other things like Smackfest that I think should have opened up some dialogue, you know, for us to challenge ourselves. Even the, you know, statistics that we, you know, are looking at. You know, I saw some CNN specials on Chicago. I see things going on in Detroit, you know, and I agree with what you're saying, man. I mean, the people are crying out for help and nobody wants to talk about it. It's the same claim that we've made, you know, for, you know, tens of years and longer, that these communities are hurting. But at the same time, you also have some vultures out here who don't come from these places, who are really, as Rhyme Fest and I agreed with, hood pimping, that are basically portraying things, man, and encouraging our kids to do things that do not represent black people, number one, don't represent who they truly can be in terms of their potential. And I think these folks ought to be ashamed of themselves, but I'm going to ask your opinion about the people who portray to be one thing but don't have any connection to any of that.
Well, you know, I'm never going to support anything that just ain't authentic, something that ain't true. Like, you know, it's okay to use your imagination, but if you are saying, hey, I'm a killer and you haven't done it, but, you know, honestly, even if you're saying I'm a killer and you have done it, at a certain point it's like, man, what killers do you know really talk about killing? Like, you know, but the point is, if you haven't done it and done the things that you say you've been doing and you portray them to be real, I've never been a supporter of fake shit, you know. Like, I ain't with it. I ain't with the fakeness. You know, just be true to who you are, man. We not all killers. We not all hustlers. We not all like dope dealers. We not all doctors either, or lawyers or teachers. But we have so many diverse things about us, you know, and good and bad things about us. I mean, it's all right to show your good side too. You know, it's all right to laugh and smile in the picture. You know, but I mean, the point I'm making is, I'm not a supporter of anything that's fake, and it ain't really like got a purpose to it, man. And if your purpose is solely to exploit something just for money, you know, if you fall in the same category as a lot of the corporations and some of the radio stations, it's all exploitation, you know, of a culture, of a people.
And how do you deal with, you know, let's just say, you know, you on the highway, you know, you turn your radio on. How fast does it take you to switch to the next station? I'm just curious what your mentality is like on radio right about now.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm more XM radio or playing one of my CDs. But if somebody turned on the radio, it'd probably take a good 10 seconds for me to hear, like, what's going on and be like, okay, I heard it and I'm good. Because like I said, if it ain't feeding my like appetite for music, then I ain't going to be listening to it. Because it don't have to be always conscious either. I like party joints that feel good and sound good. Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See by Busta was one of my favorite songs. You know, like, that was a dope song. But, you know, I loved N.W.A., loved, you know, Shook Ones by Mobb Deep and that album, you know. Like, it don't have to be all just conscious music for me, but it just need to be something you can feel when people love the music and put love into their music. You can feel the people that love hip-hop, you know, and love, like, emceeing and love producing. You can feel that stuff, so I think it's, you know, that's the music that I love.
Straight up fishing, real talk.
On corners with the foes and the moes, watch out the store for the rolls, talking straightforward to hoes. Got uncles that smoking, some put blow up they nose to cope with the lows. The wind is cold and it blows in they socks and they soles, niggas holding they rolls. Corners leave souls open and closed, hoping for more with nowhere to go. Niggas rolling in droves, they shoot the wrong way cause they ain't knowing they goes.
Straight up fishing, real talk.
Till I get my money right. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent that on a necklace. I told God I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me. The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosbys, I ain't go to hell, man.
Straight up fishing, real talk.